Joined by the winner of today's Andy's Frozen Custard 300 at Texas Motor Speedway, Noah Gregson, driver of the number nine Junior Motorsports Chevrolet. We will go ahead and open it up to questions. Please raise your hand and we'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start there in the middle with Justin.
Justin Jeweler, kicking the tires. First off, Noah, congratulations. Not only that, but obviously four in a row. Your name was said with Sam Ard quite a bit. But I guess we'll do something a little different. I asked your boss man over there. He won three in a row, and you've now beaten that. So how does it feel to accomplish all those feats and get this momentum going into the really the playoffs now?
Yeah, it's a great way to start off the playoffs, and really, it's not about me. It's about the people and everybody who's got a helping hand into our program and getting our Bass Pro Shop Camaros to the racetrack. It's a privilege to be able to race, not only in the Xfinity Series, but for a great team like the number nine team. So just a privilege, just very grateful. And what a way to start off the playoffs on a high note. We've been working really, really hard. And you know, the preparation has been going really good with Luke and the rest of the team. And, yeah, we're just very excited and very confident right now and happy with where we're at. So staying out of trouble, being patient, that was kind of the name of the game for the playoffs. I like told them as a team we need to pretend like we have 0 points, like we're on the cutoff line, and we need to keep doing what we're doing. We can't bank on those extra bonus points we have because they can be gone in one race. You know, crazy things happen. And but we just need to keep on trying our best and being prepared when we show up, and just having a lot of fun right now.
We'll stay right there with Jerry and then go to Rob.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires on that. There's like 10 Waffle Houses within 5 miles from here, just in case you were wondering. But what does this mean to you, from from a racing aspect? As you know, expanding on what Justin said, you know, you guys seem to have just clicked all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, the wins are cool, but really for me, it's the memories that we're making with the people. We got, I guess, 6.5 weeks left for myself at Junior Motorsports, and it's kind of sad that it's coming to an end, just because I love everybody over there. They mean so much to me. But good time to be making memories with them, that's for sure, and doing some cool shit. So yeah, just really enjoying it. Really appreciate just everybody that's involved with getting me to and from the racetrack and in the car and anything in between. It takes a village, as my mom would say, and I'm not easy by any means. So just extremely grateful to be making these memories, and can't wait to try and keep it going these next 6 weeks. Thanks, Dale.
We'll go to Rob.
Rob Tionson from thepodiumfinish.net. Noah, congratulations on your victory here today. I got two questions for you. You know, first of all, you think about how the spring race was not exactly the greatest one, and then today you turned around and got the cowboy hat. How special is it to win here at Texas? And then secondly, are you going to Waffle House and treating some fans tonight?
Yeah, I think we're going to go get some waffles and probably go find a store that sells cowboy hats and buy all the guys cowboy hats. And probably my buddy Cole, he's having a concert here tonight, so I'm going to go over there and hang out with them. And I don't really know where I'm staying tonight now that we won. I haven't had a sip of alcohol yet, so that's pretty good for me at this point. But yeah, just super excited, and we're going to have some fun, that's for sure.
You going to go in the far back?
Steven Stump with frontstretch.com. Texas has a reputation as being a hard place to pass, but you made it look easy several times throughout the day, from going to the back to the front and back and front again. Were you surprised at how quickly you were able to make your way towards the field several times?
Yes, in a sense, yeah. I think with the way we were just so tight in practice and just guys were out wrapping us, the 11, the 54, like a lot of those guys were just like out wrapping us on exit of two, and we were getting beat. We weren't that great, but this team, that's what I'm so proud about with them, is they just dig in deep and we're able to make productive changes on the car from practice to qualifying to the race, and then you get into the race and under the pit stops too. So just very, very excited and very thankful for a great team that, you know, has great communication and, yeah, having a lot of fun.
Go in the back to Caleb.
Caleb Vessel, SpeedwayDigest.com. Noah, congratulations. Do you feel a sense of relief winning here at Texas, knowing that you got Talladega next week and then Charlotte Roval? I mean, two most chaotic tracks. And then what's the mentality going into those races, knowing that you're locked into the next round?
I just really take it week by week. And the thing I was focused on is wanting to wear a cowboy hat to the concert tonight. And I didn't have one, so that's like with like the last restart, I was like, you got to win this so you can get a cowboy hat to wear the concert. I just try and take it week by week and day by day. I don't really look too far ahead of it. It's great to be able to get a win, but it's even cooler to go to a concert with a cowboy hat tonight.
I'll go to Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. I have two. The first is, why do you need a cowboy hat to go to the concert?
We're in Texas. All right. Gotta look the part.
And if I told you before the season that you'd win four in a row at any point in the year, like what would you have said to me would need to be done to be able to accomplish that?
I don't know. What if I told you I was going to win four in a row? What would you have said? I would have thought you were crazy, right? Everyone would have thought. Whoever's saying that is crazy. But I thought, like, I know deep down that we're capable of it as a team. We just, you know, everything's just been going right for us. And we've been executing at a championship level, especially these last month and a half, really since New Hampshire, probably. We're really on a roll and really in a good spot. So with that being said, I think it's a great opportunity that we've had, and we're definitely trying to make the most of it.
Do we have any final questions for Noah? We'll go back to Justin.
Is this win a relief that you don't have to face Talladega and the Roval like all the other playoff drivers?
Of course. Yeah. It's Talladega, right? Yeah, it's good to be locked in to the next round.
Dominic Ottagon with the Racing Experts and ESPN Radio Albuquerque. On this four wins in a row run, when you look back on it, whatever point in time, what do you think you're going to remember most about it? Or what stands out the most about this?
Just kind of like the, I guess, the different finishes from all of them. There's a big variety of finishes. Look back to Darlington. That was a pretty chaotic, wild finish. Running third when we took the white flag. Then a rain race, shortened race. Then we go, Bristol was cool because it's Bristol. And then I think here's pretty cool. One, because we have one of our crew guys, Ryan Dextrace. He's from Texas. I've never seen him like cry before. He was crying today. We came really close to it in 2020 and got past coming to the checkers through 3 and 4. Gave it away. And, yeah, I remember that plane ride. He sent me a text about how badly he wanted to win here and still how proud he is of me and a driver. And I think that's the cool thing about our team is no matter what happens, we all have each other's back at the end of the day. And we're a bunch of brothers. We're like a fraternity. So Pretty special to get him a win. This is a pretty cool trophy. I like getting the cool trophies too. So this is right up my alley. Something unique and cool and different. And then, yeah, to go 4 in a row is really special, and to do it in the playoffs, it's awesome. So, you know, we want to keep working hard and just really, really thankful for everybody. We've been having beer toast at Junior Motorsports, and, you know, it really is a privilege to thank all the men and women at Junior Motorsports who have a helping hand into our whole company. With all the employees in the cars getting to the racetrack, everybody's got a helping hand, and this is just, you know, to them and their hard work.
Go to Holly. I'll be quick. Noah, I wanted to ask you, do you think that you're any different now than you were at the start of the season? Has the winning changed either maybe how you go about the races or maybe how you handle this? Because this is a, you know, a huge big deal to have won 7 races in a season for anyone. But have you changed at all, would you say?
I don't know. I feel like I'm still kind of a clown at the end of the day, and like to have as much fun as possible. That's my main goal. My priority is just to have fun. But, you know, I think the preparation side of things, you know, we're, our focus is there. It's not from it being a lack of focus and now there's focus. I feel like I've always had that focus, and, yeah, just things are going right. We got fast Camaros and pit crew. They're doing a really good job. We've just been executing and keeping the mistakes to a minimum, and that's really been the difference maker. But I don't know. I just try and soak it in every chance I get. You never know when your last one's going to be, so I try and have as much fun as I can each and every day.
Anything final for Noah? All right, Noah, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.